Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. Peter Ellis is joining us to help us with his thoughts for Oaks Day down in Melbourne. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. What about your thoughts? Is it a strong addition of the Oaks this year?
Not particularly. It's, I'd say, rated in about the 5 out of 10 range. You've got Ampra today, of course, has won the Ampra Tide has won the Group 1, but she'd only be the second filly to jump from 1600 and win the race in the last 40 years, machine the last one. Aristia only broke his maiden the last on Saturday in the Wakeful. So, no, it's a mediocre field, nothing special. That seems to be the problem. The Derby was substandard as well. We haven't got that many staying three-year-olds around these days, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a year-by-year thing. It can change. But anyway, who's going to win it?
I've gone with Aristia. She's always showed really good ability. She was runner-up in a Group 3 1,200-metre race in Adelaide back in May. And even this prep, all the runs have been good. Got back in the Guineas Prelude run on. Very unlucky in the manifold. Went up in the wrong part of the track. And then, of course, second to Very Elegant. And the fact that she settled better was Very Elegant's a query. And, of course, she won the Wakeful beating Very Elegant. And so I thought the value runner was collectible. She's bred to stay. I know she's still a maiden, but all the runs have been good. Stiff to get beaten by an older horse at Geelong there. Two runs ago, the horse that finished third at Danny O'Brien's went and was placed in the Geelong Derby trial. And she's from the wide gate, she went straight out the back in the Ethereal. Her closing sectionals were outstanding, went fourth. So I thought at about 16 to 1. She was well over the odds. Very Elegant, the short price favourite for a long time. Won the Ethereal. I just didn't like the way she didn't settle that well early there in that race. And then, of course, in the Wakeful, she'd drawn wide. She'll be out the back and just hooking to the outside and running on, which could be the place to be. I just thought they'd probably come away from the fence. Track was in great shape given the rain on Tuesday, particularly the straight. It probably got up to nearly a four, I suppose, in the last few races. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Amphitite. She'd unbeaten this prep before the run in the Empire Rose, and she ran into a traffic jam there. It just worries me when they jump from 16 to the 2500, and I'm not sure if it was the overall plan. And I wouldn't discount Grateful Glamour. She was third in the Spring Stakes. It was against the males there and went to Flemington, won easily. Last start in the Ethereum, just tucked in or on the fence at that part of the day. That was a place she didn't want to be. So she'd draw an ideal. She'll be in the first three throughout. So just in summary, Andrew, I was 3-6-1-7, and I'll be throwing... Sorry, wrong race. 2-12-4-1, and I'll be throwing in the six in trifecta's first fours.
Okay, so the numbers
five, 2-12...
Yeah, number five. Yeah, get your numbers right there, Pete. Come on. 2-12-4-1, and certainly add the five. And your two best are El Galil, race three, number five, and Andaz, race four, number six. Good on you, Pete. Hope it's a winning day for you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Peter Ellis looking at his thoughts. I love all the different opinions of our form analysts, and Steve Moran is a very popular fan of yours. I know you do love him, and he joins us to have a look at every race on Oaks Day. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, all. And interesting to hear Peter's thoughts at the tail there, because I agree with him on one that just might jump out of the ground there.
All right, well, we'll get to the Oaks shortly. We've got a clear day in Melbourne, a soft five after. We got some rain last night in Melbourne, so they've marked it a soft five with the rail at five, but it's a fine and clear morning. Steve, let's have a look at them through your eyes. The first race, the Maribyrnong Plate. We've been talking about this favourite Chicago Bull this morning in a positive way. It's $2.50 right now. Look, Gay and Adrian have got the second pick. How are we going to pronounce that one, Steve? Number nine.
Vinny Kutcher.
Okay, I'll go with you at $4.80. And Art Collection is at $5. How do you see the Maribyrnong?
It's probably more Vinny, I suppose. I don't know the word. I might have a look off air. Someone will tell us. Come on, ring Andrew. Let him know. Interesting with the first. I thought, well, it was definitely in the mix. I thought the two, probably the best of the trials and jump outs, were 7 and 9, Art Collection and Vinny Kunker, Hayes and Dabity with the three runners in the race. I settled on Art Collection. Oh, I thought it looked pretty good. James McDonald on board. Obviously, Chicago Bull, who was a big spruik before the Valley on Cox Plate Day when came out, and it's been quite solidly backed again. So there's big rats around. And one, Wedgetail's probably getting out to pretty silly odds now. You could certainly forgive that Mooney Valley run in the race where there was plenty of interference. So I think it's one to definitely include in your trifectas and first fours. For the record, in the first, 7, 9, 1, and 5.
Race 2, Palmer Tier is the favourite. 5 into 480 this morning. Pure Scott has been solid around the $7, and 10 Global Sanction is at $9. Steve?
Look, I really like Caballero, number 9. I would love it if this race was 2,000 metres, but I think the run at Sale was solid and a very, very good benchmark race there. Just looks ready after the three runs back. I think it's entitled to be the top pick. The one that odds here, I think, is Fair with Pure, James Cummings and Damien Lane. On the basis there, there looks to be very little pressure in this race, and it is one of probably only two or three capable of going forward. I think it'll run well. I think it's over the odds, number 4. 6 Palmateer, for the obvious reasons, has been support. The Waller factor in the Sydney form definitely stacks up to a race at this level. And Pure Scott was very impressive winning first up at Ballarat. Might have turned the corner after having some difficulty winning races. 9 on top from 4, 3 and 6.
We've just had a call through from a very popular person called Sean, who tells me that Vinnie Cook here is a rainbow-coloured mountain in Peru.
Right. I've been to Peru. That won't surprise you.
You better go and climb it.
Yeah.
To race 3, the Twitter Trophy. Number 7, Savakul's been the favourite. 3.40 into 3.10 this morning. Mama Dea scratched the other day to run here. It's at $5. And John O'Shea's got Live and Free down there. The today, number 8, it's solid at $5 as well.
Goodness me, it's the end of the world as we know it. The Twitter Trophy. I like the favourite, Andrew 6, Maha Madeus. The run to Mask of Time was very good. It's strong form, obviously. I probably wouldn't want any further rain, but I think as the track stands, it'll be okay. To beat 3, Ashin Rook and 5, El Galeo, who both come through the Take It In Turn race, don't worry too much about Take It In Turn failing the other day. It just didn't handle the conditions as it turned out. And you touched on John O'Shea's runner, Live and Free. I think it's definitely in the mix, number 8. John's got a couple of runners here today, and I just wouldn't be surprised if he's a little intent on making a bit of a statement. I think they'll run well, the O'Shea horses today. 6, 3, 5, and 8 of them. Obviously, 7, Savakul for Waller is well fancied. It's in the mix, but I just left it out of the top 4. 6, 3, 5, 8.
Righto. Race 4, Harbour Grey here for Stephen Brown, number 3, solid at 4.60. And as mentioned by both Mark and Peter Ellis there, and as it's been 5 into 4.80, and Stratocaster, number 2, it's been 5 out to 5.50.
Yeah, I like Harbour Grey. I think it's the obvious here. He has, of course, run 2nd, 3rd and 4th in this race over the last 3 years. The first up win was excellent and probably as good as he's ever gone. So he represents reasonable bet in the race, I think, number 3, Harbour Grey. 10, Our Girl Silky, is a little gun. Emphasis on the little. There's not much of her, but you can well and truly forgive her run in the Shoko race at Mooney Valley, and that form's been okay. 2, Stratocaster, the Kiwi. I'm respecting the fact that they're having a little dip here. Andrus is in the mix, but I think the long shot of the days in this race, Andrew, number 4, Ripper Rio, who ran second last behind Princess of Queens at Geelong, but the run was a lot better than it looks. The closing sectionals were okay, and it was quite strong over the line. So it's got a chance of big odds, I think, Ripper Rio. I've gone 3.10, 2.4 with an asterisk against Andrus as well.
Okay, well, Ripper Rio's 101-19 the place at this stage with Tab fixed odds there. So we'll certainly be including that in trifectas and all that sort of stuff. To race 5, the Melbourne Cup Carnival Country Final, super hard in another open betting race. Number 1 is at 5.50 and favourite. 4, Truly Discreet at 6. And Kachada, number 13, solid at $6.50. Stealthy Lucas, Steve, number 5. It's been 11 into 8.50 this morning for Paul Pruska.
Yeah. All the Pruska team's just been really flying for months now. It's definitely amongst the main chances. I thought he could make a case for probably any one of the top 5. along with probably 9 Lady Cromac, 12 Egyptian Gold, 13 Kachata. It's a very, very difficult race. Look, if On Pace looks to be okay by this stage of the day, I would lean to Truly Discreet and Penny DeSalle, who of course ran 1-2 at Geelong. Truly Discreet is likely to lead. Penny DeSalle is likely to track 3 behind, which is exactly what happened at Geelong. Truly Discreet looks pretty well placed here, but again, you wouldn't want this to have turned into a big swoopers track. 1 Super Hard in fantastic form, and the stablemate, the Weir stablemate, 12 Egyptian Gold for the Blinkers first time, but very, very difficult race. 4-3-1-12.
This is a good sprint race down the straight. Super Cash in race 6 comes back for Andrew Noblett. 5.50 into 5 this morning. Here's the other of the John O'Shea runners, Kaepernick number 4, 5.50 and solid. Illustrious Lad number 8 at 7. And Vera Dean, 8.50 out to 9 this morning. A very competitive race.
It is, absolutely, Andrew. It doesn't get any easier here. And, of course, we're going to have no lead on today's straight racing. So you're guessing a little bit. Not that I'd necessarily put the pen through those drawn inside, A, because we don't know precisely what's going to happen, and B, because a couple of those horses drawn inside have got high speed. So if they need to get to the outside, they're probably capable of doing so. Super Cash and Malibu Style for me, who are drawn middle. Super Cash, with this fantastic fresh record and straight form, is sound. Malibu Style, I like the fresh run behind Eduardo, a length behind Bonds Away, who of course then ran second, and the concussion plates come off. I love that. A bit like Ron Duffy, you know. Obviously, Neville Harnan's got this horse's feet right, and that's always a big plus. Those speed horses gone inside, a 7 Fell Swoop, you know, placed in a Darley, beaten a half length in a Darley. Bar plates come off, first up, good fresh. And 13 Written Choice is drawn inside with Fell Swoop, but you know they might lead the race despite being drawn in. So I've gone that way, but then there's others who are drawn right to the outside, and that might be the pattern. But 3, 10, 7, and 13.
Righto, to race 7, Real Success, number 3 for Matt Laurie. It's been 4.40 into 4.20. Jupapel, number 6 at $5. Wacker, number 14 at 7. And Tabby Dance, it's had a little bit of interest along the road, $8.50 right now. And Tabby runs the other one, 10, 9.50 back to 10.
Yeah, I like Real Success. I think it's entitled to be favourite. It's still a backable price. The run in the Vars was a complete forgive. Mark Zara sticks. 13 Point Royal. Port Royal is a bit of a wild card. Craig Williams takes the ride for Alexander Ray. Both runs in maidens, and both good maidens have been really good. I think it's in the mix at double figure odds. And probably the Weir pair attracts attention, both with the Blinkers first time, 6 Juniper and 10 Tabby Dance. But I think 3 is the clear pick. 3, 13, 6, 10.
Port Royal, number 13 there, $16.440 the plays as it speaks, Stephen's top or second tip there, 3, 13, 6 and 10. The feature, the Kennedy Oaks, Aphrodite number 1 is the fixed odds favourite at $3.10. Let's have a look at Flux here. Any movement this morning? Open 3.10, got to 3 now, 3.10. Aristia number 2, solid at $5. Number 4, very elegant, solid at 5. Quifila has been 9.50 into 9 this morning. Superla at 11. And Collectible got to a high of 17. It's now 16. And the other one for John Sargent, Miss Moana, it's at $26. Steve in the Oaks.
Yes. You just get the shakes with John Sargent. Well, I do anyway when he produces these staying three-year-olds, you know, coming off maiden wins and... So, therefore, you know, quantity-wise, I'd be throwing Miss Moana in, although it's not in my top 3 or 4. I like 2 and 5. I like Aristia and Graceful Glamour. This is where I agree with Mr. Ellis. I think Graceful Glamour, I'm just putting a line through the run in the Ethereal at Caulfield. Rate affected track. We saw the same thing with Extra Brute, below par there, come out and win the Derby. I'm not sure it was altogether just the rain affected track. I think it was a little claustrophobia inside horses. It was an oddly run race. It just was all wrong. And Mark Newnham has already notified stewards there. It is their intention to leave. I wouldn't be totally shocked to see Graceful Glamour do a Laschetti Spirit and just lead all the way in this Oaks. I mean, Tua Risky is the obvious. Just a lovely prep, finally breaks through on Saturday, will stay. One Amphitrite, he might blow them away, but is a short enough price to do it. And 12 Collectible, who ran on very, very strongly at Caulfield. 2, 5, 1, and 12.
2, 5, 1, and 12 there, and Graceful Glamour, $16 is where it sits now. Good luck to Mark Newnham and John Sargent there. Sydney-based trainers have got runners in the Oaks. The last, Blue Rose, number 16, the favourite at $5 over Hummer Hummer at $5.50.
Well, might it be the day for Hummer Hummer? I think it might be. Draw in the right spot. Just incredibly consistent throughout this preparation, and I think this race will suit her really well, the 1,100 down the straight, and I think she's probably the best each way in the race. I'm going with the Thoroughbred Club Stakes form, which is 3 Hummer Hummer, 1 Merrill, 6 Assertive Play, of course, has since won well behind Beauty of Mooney Valley, and 7 Illuminaire, who's got terrific high speed. I think it's probably the best form. Yes, I respect Blue Rose. It was very good to charge at Mooney Valley, and the previous run down the straight was good, but just thought the Thoroughbred Club form might be marginally stronger in another very difficult race, Andrew. 3-1, 6-7.
3-1, 6-7, and Lee Curtis has got Merrill at $7.50. Freshened up and has put on 8K since that Caulfield run, so the horse has done well in that freshen up. All right, so a difficult day by the sounds of it. We can jag a winner here. We're going to be in front.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, look, I really want to see how the track's playing when there's another shower of rain. But on paper, I think the best is probably race 7, number 3, Real Success.
Race 7, number 3. Good on you, Steve. We'll hear from you on Saturday morning, normal time, just after 11 o'clock. Enjoy Oaks Day.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrew.